Thank you. I have a sort of observation. In 2 Peter 3:3, it talks about scoffers in the last days.
Yes, sir.
And I was wondering, does that also apply to people who discredit the scriptures, especially the writings of the Apostle Paul? I know there's a movement that's taking place now that sort of has a lot of disputes on Paul's writing some of the epistles, and also discredit some of the teachings of Christ. Would that fall in that same category?
Well, you know, Jerome, I'm sure it would. Scoffers who turn away from the Word of God or mock the Word of God, you know, Peter talks, if you read on in the very same chapter, he says that, nevertheless, let me see here, I think we want to go to verse 15. Consider the long-suffering of our Lord as salvation, as also our beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom given to him, has written to you, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, and which are some things hard to understand, which untaught, unstable people twist to their own destruction. Peter admits that Paul writes some difficult things, but he says it's not the problem with the writing, it's the problem with the readers. Unstable, untaught people twist the writings of Paul, and I'm sure that would include discrediting his writings. Some people discredit Daniel. They say that it was all manufactured, and, you know, critics of the Bible have been around a long time. They are scoffers. That might be what Peter and Jude are both talking about when they talk about people who speak evil. Jude chapter 1, verse 10, these speak evil of what they do not know. Okay?
Yes. Thank you so much.
Okay, you're on the right track.